Not just a lot, but enough for far-right figures to launch into outlandish narratives full of resentment and bile. George Soros did it is the ur-conspiracy theory on the right, the idea that immigrants and criminals and Marxists are everywhere trying to tear it all down and controlled at all times by one man, by one very rich Jewish man. This is the basis for almost every white grievance that you see in American politics and abroad today. It's deluded, it's dangerous, but can it be stopped? Joining me now is Emily Tamkin. She's a senior editor at the New Statesman magazine and author of The Influence of Soros, Politics, Power, and the Struggle for an Open Society. Emily, thanks for coming on the show this evening. The Soros conspiracies are out of control right now, but they're not new and they're not fringe. Have a listen to then-President of the United States, Donald Trump, in 2018, discussing the infamous migrant caravan heading for the U.S. southern border.
I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people say yes.
How did we get to a point where world leaders are blaming one guy, one very rich guy, but one guy for all of society's problems and threats?